I'm Talking, episode 309 for March 17th, 2024. This is Joel from the I'm Talking Microcast, where I share my thoughts on a topic that has piqued my interest this past week. This week, we're talking omnipresent. Omnipresent is another very much only in the church type of word. Obviously, the dictionary has a definition because that's what dictionaries do, even if we call it a church word, or I do. And so I did look it up, and it says what we know it to mean, and that is present in all places at all times. I think that doesn't quite do the word justice, so I'm going to add fully present in all places at all times. That means 100% of the entity that is present in all places at all times is 100% in all places and 100% at all times. And that is a difficult thing to wrap our mind around. And that is where the challenge lies for those of us who call ourselves Christians. Because first, we have to believe that it's true of the God that we serve. Second, we may have to try to explain that to somebody. And third is that wrapping our minds around both of those things can be difficult at times. And I say that it's difficult because I think of just myself. I know I can't be present at all places at all times, but the one thing I find it even hard to do is to be 100% present at any time. You know, even when I'm with my grandkids, and that means I should be 100% present, I'm not always that. And so it's hard to understand how God can be that. And then the second thing, or another thing, I think I've got too many numbers running in my head, but another thing is that we want to make sure that we don't give any of God's attributes to Satan. And the fact is that one of Satan's greatest limitations maybe is the fact that he can't be at all places at all times. Once he is somewhere, that's all the places he can be. And that is important. And being omnipresent is important. And how do we explain that? I'm going to give just a couple points of the way I think of it, and we'll go from there. You know, the fact that God is omnipresent, so that he is able to be at all places at all times, is why he gave us the Holy Spirit as a gift when we become believers, because we all don't get a portion, and every time another person becomes a Christian, the Holy Spirit gets divided by one more. And so when the first two people, they had became Christians, they had half the Holy Spirit each. And then when the next 1,000, now you only have that percentage of it. And aren't we thankful that that is not true, that each of us have the entirety of the Holy Spirit within us to guide us, to give us strength, to give us courage, to help us to live the Christian life. And the fact that the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, can be all places, 100% of them can be in all places at all times, means one thing. And it's something I've repeated now for the third time. It means that we have a God that is worthy of our worship, and we would want no other. To be able to fully explain God, to be able to fully understand God, would mean he has limitations, that he is not all. And so omnipresent is just another version of the all that God is to us. And aren't we so blessed that we serve a God who is willing to be with us 100% of the time, and all of him with us 100% of the time? There is no other. There is no other religion. There is no other God. There is no other concept. There is no one who stands before a holy God and can claim any of his power, who can claim anything compared to his knowledge, and can claim anything compared to his presence. And I am so thankful that I get to serve a God who is omniscient, who is all-powerful, and who is omnipresent. Until next week, this is Joel from the I'm Talking Microcast. Just a little public service announcement at the end of my microcast here. The publisher of the software that I use on my phone published a new version this week, and it does not allow me to copy a audio file into the midst of my recordings. So something's broken, and that is why there was no music this week.